Susan King, the spokesperson for the California Green Party, is going to be speaking next, and we'll be introducing our own Supervisor Ross Mercurimi. Susan?
Hi, thank you, Vicki. Thank you, Code Pink. Thank you for showing up, everybody. I'm just going to be really brief here because a lot of what needs to be said has already been said and has been said a lot more articulately than I can say it. Just a couple of things. The Green Party is founded in the principle of nonviolence, and we have categorically opposed every war, not just this one, but all wars, because we believe that there's a better way to solve international conflict. The Greens are probably best known for our stand on the environment, but really our party is evolving to really be strong, of course, anti-violence and social justice. And the amount of money that is being spent on this war, even here in San Francisco alone, could fund thousands of needed projects to address the inequities that plague this country and plague San Francisco. And I just wanted to take a minute and draw the connection between the violence that's happening in Iraq, in the Middle East, and what's happening on our own streets. Just this weekend, we lost another young person, an innocent bystander, a high school honor student. We are losing our young people to the streets here in San Francisco, and I think it can be directly tied to what's happening in the Middle East, and particularly what's happening in Washington. The money, the social service safety net, is being siphoned and drained and going to Iraq and funding the likes of Halliburton. And so the funding is a key issue. We need that money. We need to bring that money home. We need to set an example for the young people of this country that violence is wrong and it's not the way to solve your problems. And we also need to recognize that the young people who are the most affected by the violence in the inner cities are the very ones that are being conscripted through the poverty draft to go over there and fight this war. So please, Speaker Pelosi, vote against this.